I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Christians in Nigeria continue to face brutal persecution. During a podcast interview, Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada spoke with Mark Lippo of the Stephanos Foundation. He said Boko Haram is so devastating, partly because Christians used to share hospitality with the people now resorting to murder and violence.
All of a sudden, these people you have known as good people, they are supposed to be living with you under your favor, now behaving like your masters and making demands and horribly attacking you and killing.
Lippo says believers must have a Christ-like response, love toward one's enemies. Learn more about the endurance of Nigerian Christians at missionnews.org. And after being introduced in late 2022, ChatGPT steadily grew into a go-to source of information on the web. Today, whenever a Muslim in Iran searches for answers about Christianity, they'll find a carefully curated set of biblical content thanks to Mohabbat GPT. Mike with Heart for Iran Ministries.
We are anticipating that in reaching the younger audience, especially millennials and Gen Zs, we are going to see more success than our traditional conventional multimedia approach.
Mohabbat GPT creators modified the code that interacts with external sources and ChatGPT to point to its dedicated server's endpoint instead. Heart for Iran hopes this is the first of many ways AI can advance gospel outreach in Iran. Please pray for wisdom as Heart for Iran leverages Mohabbat GPT and develops other AI tools to introduce Iranians to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org.